Hey everyone, it's Mark and it's Wednesday. Welcome to the ADHD Creative. And today, I want to talk about something. I was reading this post on Instagram the other day by this ADHD doctor expert who talked about missing meals and missing events and missing things because of your ADHD. So my question came up, is it forgetfulness or distractions? Or are they the same thing? I look at it, I don't know, this is me. I'm thinking that distraction is a lot different than forgetfulness. Because you can be forgetful and not have ADHD. You can also have distractions and not have ADHD. But if you have ADHD, distractions more or less keep you from doing things. It's not about remembering. It's just about doing. You know you have to do this. You know you have to eat lunch or take pills. You know you have to do this. But a distraction pulls you away from doing that. Doesn't mean you forgot about it. It just means you got distracted. Forgetfulness, on the other hand, is a straight up term. I mean, to me, it's straight up is you just forget to do things. You forget to take pills. You forget to eat. You forget to visit someone. You forget to go to the store. You forget this. You get that. But is that a distraction? Is it because of distractions or is it just forgetfulness? So I'm on a limb here because I don't think they're the same. I really don't. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can help me out with this. But I'm sitting on the fence here with distractions and forgetfulness. And I don't think they're, you know, everyone's got one or the other, or that you can have both. I mean, there's times where I'm distracted about stuff. I forget things because I just forget them. All of a sudden, I'll wake up in the night and say, oh, I forgot to do this. I wasn't distracted when I did it or didn't do it. I wasn't whatever. I just forgot. And so that's why I kind of say they're different in their own way, even though they sound alike. I feel they're different. And I'm going to stick to that. Anyways, I wanted to give you, talk about that, and I'm going to come back to that in a minute. I wanted to give you a heads up about something. I'm considering moving the podcast off of Transistor. And I don't know how many of you come to Transistor to listen to the podcast and go to the site. And I appreciate everyone that's doing that. I'm thinking of moving it over to Substack, where I have the ADHD Creative Coaching Class and where I want to write the book. And there's a good reason for this, because I feel that everything should be in one place. Having, you know, some people say you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. I don't think Substack's going anyplace. And I think Substack offers us more of a community than any other site, because there's notes, there's chat. I mean, you're going to be able to chat with me about the podcast on Substack. You'll be able to write. Instead of going back and forth, it'll all be in one spot. Now, for me, with ADHD, that's a dream come true. So over the weekend, I'm going to move the podcast over. This will not affect you in any way. You're going to listen to it on Spotify or Apple or whatever. You're still going to hear it. But here's the thing. You have a one-stop shop to get everything. You'll be able to do the coaching classes there. The book will be there. The podcast will be there. Everything will be there. All in one spot. How easy is that? There's no distraction there. There's no forgetfulness. It's all there. And when I start doing the book, which is going to be based on old podcasts, I'll be able to bring that podcast up, post it so you can remember that podcast or hear that podcast again, read my notes or my little book thing about how that maybe that podcast has changed. And what I'm thinking is I might do a new podcast about that topic that'll only be on the site. And I don't know how I'm going to do all this. There are things you can do where it's not a podcast. I can just do an audio. So I might do something like that where the book will tell a little story and then there'll be audio about that podcast and how things have changed from 3 years ago. I mean, this podcast has got 402 episodes and it's been around for 3 years. So there's a lot of things that have changed. And I got to go back and listen to these old podcasts and try to think, what's different now? How did I change something or whatever? And make it meaningful for you. So I'm thinking that this is the best move I can make is put it all together so you guys can just go to ADHDcreative.substack.com and boom, there it is. There's the coaching class. There's this, there's that. And I might put a tab for the coaching class and move all the videos to that I didn't do that yet, and that's something that I have to figure out if I can do that after the fact. I think I can. And I think it'll make everything so much easier for everyone just to go to that one site. So be prepared. It's probably coming hopefully by next week. I'll have it all done. I got to fine-tune everything this weekend. I got to transfer the podcast over and get the redirect and stuff you don't need, all the backdoor stuff that'll be straightened out. But don't worry. You will not lose a podcast. You won't lose listening. You'll be able to listen to it on Spotify and everyone else because it'll all be over there. And I promise you, in Apple or whoever you listen through. If there's a skip in the transfer, you're always going to hear it on Apple, guaranteed. But there shouldn't be. From what I'm told, this is not going to be, won't affect listeners. So let's hang in there, keep your fingers crossed, and I'm going to try it. Now, hopefully, I won't forget or get distracted. So see, that's where I'm getting at. These things come up, things happen, and you start planning or plotting what you're going to do. And all of a sudden, distraction comes in. Like, I got plans to do stuff this weekend, but granted, there could be a distraction. It doesn't mean I forgot. It just distracts me. So I want you to think about that and go into your week, the rest of the week, thinking about those things. Comment maybe over on Spotify. Soon you'll be able to comment on the site, which will be a lot better for everyone. And tell me what you think, because I'd really like to hear some comments about this, because I sit here trying to think, are they the same? Is it a difference? And maybe I'm wrong about saying that they're different. So you guys have a great Wednesday. We'll be back on Friday. Stay out of trouble till then. Take care. This is Mark, and this is the ADHD Creative, and I'm out of here for today.